Hi, Beetle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beetle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. 50 years after its original release, the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album is burning up the charts worldwide. In its first week since its re-release, the album hit number 3 in the U.S. Billboard charts, number 1 in Britain, and number 5 in Australia. The Tony Curtis cutout from the front cover of the original Sgt. Pepper album is going up for auction June 17th and 18th in Beverly Hills. The cutout is autographed by Tony Curtis with the inscription, "The Beatles chose me for Sgt. Pepper." It's expected to fetch over $60,000. A 6-page letter from George Harrison, penned in August 1963 to his friend Astrid Kircher, who took many of the earliest photos of the Beatles, is up for sale for $26,000. The letter asks for some of her photos so George can use them in a book. He pleaded poverty and said that John and Paul would be very rich and he would be poor and hungry. He was wrong. Ringo is once again asking people to join him at 12 noon on his birthday, July 7th, to pause and say, "Peace and Love." Peace and Love events will be held around the world, and Ringo will be live from Hollywood. And finally, a Beatles fan on vacation near the North Pole looked out the window of his hotel room and spotted what he claims was John Lennon's face in a snowy Arctic mountain. He tweeted out a photograph of the bizarre snow patterns on the mountain face, which were then published in the Liverpool Echo newspaper. Check out rare Beatles-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.